That was Tune Yards here on Kaleidoscope on member supported 91.3 WYSO Yellow Springs, Dayton, Springfield, and online at wyso.org. WYSO is a community service of Antioch College for the Miami Valley and beyond. I am Juliet Frumholt, and as promised, we are continuing our tradition this year of previewing Miami Valley Music Fest. This year's event happens July 20th and 21st at the Eagles Campground and features all sorts of amazing musicians, and we've got an all-star selection of those musicians in the house. Tonight, we're going to hear from Wolf Moon Revival, Sharon Lane, Amber Hargett, but up first, we've got Rich Reuter and Charles Hartman representing several bands between them. We'll talk more about that here in just a moment. But first, Rich, Charles, start us off with some music.
Sunny day, gonna wash away my pillow. I wonder where you are, and if you're thinking of me. Sometimes I get lonely, sometimes I get. Not that I don't love you, it's clearly something I don't see. And oh my something in between. And oh my God, still low. looking for my soul.
Thank you.
Charles Hartman and Rich Reuter live on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WISO. So it's been a little while since both of you have been on. Charles, you've been here more recently with Old News. Tell me a little bit about what's been going on with both of you musically as of late.
I've just been staying busy, mostly playing with Great Northern String Band, the acoustic Grateful Dead tribute band that I'm in, and doing a lot of one-off stuff, a lot of said yes to a lot of things lately, so I've been busy sitting in with Old News, Jostle, Golden Guy, Cherry Lee, and some other people. So I've kind of a lot of nice opportunities have fallen my way recently, so I've been busy kind of making my way around with some different bands, and it's been a lot of fun doing that.
That's got to be fun as a musician to get to sit in with so many different projects. I mean, just in the bands that you named, stylistically, there are so many different things happening there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I you know, kind of deliberately picked up the lap steel so I could, you know, there's a lot of great guitar players in town. So I kind of picked up the lap steel and been doing a lot of sitting with that, which is kind of nice, and you know, working with Old News on that as well. So, yeah, it's been great to kind of get around and play with a bunch of different people. It's keeping me nice and busy.
Awesome. And Charles, last time you were here, Old News had just released Silver Linings, and now I hold in my hand something else.
Yes, that was April 20th or 21st, I think we came in and we debuted Silver Linings. And at that time, I told you by the end of the year, I wanted to have 20 songs released. And so the opportunity came about. We were playing a show at the Southgate House with Nicholas Johnson, and Rich was one of the many musicians in the Same Old Strangers that he put together when he came back from Italy to do that. And he'd learned the songs, and we ended up playing this show at Yellow Cab Tavern with the Wobbs. And Jeff Opt, the lovely dude he is, he came up to us while we were doing sound check, and he said, "Hey, you're going to be my guinea pigs." And said that he had set everything up to multi-track off of the board. So we actually got a live recording that evening that Rich, busy as he is, found some time to mix and master, and we were able to release that today. So that's what you have in your hand, and is available on the oldnewsmusic.bandcamp.com.
Congratulations. Thank you. Awesome. Nice. It's always a good thing when Jeff Opt says, like, "I've got a project," or "I want you to be a guinea pig," because it's going to be something amazing.
It's a really cool experience, and I, you know, you never really know what you sound like, you know, until you get something sweet like that back, so.
Yeah. Especially when it's, you know, it was very spontaneous, and you know, we weren't thinking recording going into it, so it was a nice relaxed gig, and the performance turned out really well, and the quality of the sound was such we could, you know, mix and master it and put out something that sounds really good and kind of represents that version of the band. So it turned out really well.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Well, we're going to talk more about Miami Valley Music Fest with Rich and Charles and all of our other musicians. But first, could we hear another live one, guys?
Absolutely.
All right.
Something about the way you walk, speaking volumes, girl, you don't need to talk. Though I wouldn't mind if you said my name. Feel like a child when you say you're me. You pull your car up, my heart skips a beat. Well, cool, calm, composed, my old friends. So take it nice and slow. We got no place to go. We could settle down. We do it right, but now need to stop. Enjoy the ride. First time we know when it's all,
Sick in town, well, I put my foot in my oldest town. I never thought it'd be this clear. And all your friends say you shouldn't even try. Well, I would hear, darling, why you're asking them why. And all this time, well, I've been nothing but sincere. So take it nice and slow, 'cause we've got no place to go, and we couldn't settle down. We'd do it right, but now enjoy the ride. So take it nice and slow, 'cause we, baby, we got nowhere to go. We couldn't settle down. We do it right, but now need to stop, enjoy the ride.
Charles Hartman and Rich Ruder live on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. They are performing at Miami Valley Music Fest 2018. It's July 20th and 21st at the Eagles Campground. And tell me a little bit about the configuration of Old News this time. So, Rich, are you going to be a part of Old News this time around, among other bands, I'm sure?
sadly and surprisingly, I'm actually not playing at all this weekend.
What?
I know. Usually it's a race between myself and Eric and Chris and whoever else to see who we can hog the most stage time. But, it worked out. Unfortunately, Great Northern String got booked on Saturday. The way that the lineup and everything worked out, I'm actually not playing, but I'm actually not too sad about it. This isn't really going to be a good time to sit back and enjoy everything. I would happily be playing with Old News on Saturday, but unfortunately I'll be missing their set. But I got to just relax a little bit and bring a few less items with me as far as equipment and stuff.
That's kind of nice.
Enjoy it. Yeah. So it's kind of a rare break. So
yeah,
it's nice.
Travel light. It is rare. I know in talking to so many musicians, it's rare that you get to see your friends' bands,
yeah.
You know, and let alone just to get to kick back on a gig where you're normally, working nonstop and going from here to there to get to relax and enjoy the experience.
Yeah. And I mean, even if you only got the one gig, you've always kind of got that, the one set, you've always got
yeah.
that in your mind, hey, this is coming up.
Gotta be in pre-show mode.
Exactly, yeah. So it'll be a nice chance just to relax.
That's awesome. And Charles, for Old News, is it going to be the full compliment? Or
who knows?
It could be everyone in this room and then some.
I was half tempted, when we were setting up to, just have everybody jam out.
Here's the chord, let's go.
Yeah, it's really not the next one's really, if we're going to do it, that would be the song. Who knows, honestly. I hope to get to play with Rich at one of the campfire jams. We were just talking about
campfire.
Talking about with any festival, it's always great when there's a lot of talent there, and it's perfectly placed throughout the day. But then at the end of the night, when everybody's ready to really let loose, it's cool to sneak into one of the jams and listen, if anything else.
I still have this theory of I would love to figure out a way to scientifically quantify how many bands have been formed because of the campfire jams, especially at this festival, because it seems from this festival, new collaborations are born, new friendships are born. Having done this preview for so many years, it's getting to hear about not just the upcoming event, but sort of what happened after last year, like, you know, who got to finally see who and play with who and collaborate with who. That's such a cool part of this festival in particular.
And even just getting to see other people play. I mean, like, hey, I want to do a show with them, and setting something up, you know, for in the future, and you know, just discovering new music as well is great.
Awesome. So what's next for both of you guys? We've got the festival coming up, and then what is kind of the rest of the summer and into the fall look like for you both?
Got this Friday at Tumbleweed, I'll be playing with the Jaw Soul Collective, which is sort of half Jaw Soul, half a bunch of random musicians sitting in. So that'll be a lot of fun. And then this Saturday, doing a pre-show for Fancy Fest, which is a great festival in September. So this Saturday, actually, Sharon Lane will be joining us as well.
I am.
You're on the poster, so. So yeah, we're doing a little pre-show, which includes Sharon Lane, Willie Clark, Arrows of Neon, and then Captain Contagious and the Burning Sensations, which is a fun pickup band with a bunch of musicians that we get together and play. So and then we're also going to have pre-sale tickets for Fancy Fest, kind of rolling back to pre-sale prices if you make it out to the show at Yellow Cab this Saturday. And it's going to be an early one, family friendly with some vendors. So I think it doors at 6, music kicks off at 8. And there'll be all kinds of activities and vendors there for people, too.
Awesome. And Charles, I mean, I know that your most imminent gig is coming up momentarily at South Park Tavern.
I'm late. beyond that, what do I have? Yeah, the 26th, one of the Thursday night showcases.
Oh, yes.
Mr. Rich Ritter is hosting over at the Yellow Cab. So the fantastic... Thursday night showcase is being taken over, and I saw the names on there, and I don't know how I got finagled into the later part of that, but I'm gonna try to hold my own.
Windsor, after I did a solo set at Sideshow, and Windsor, who hosts the showcase, hit me up and asked me to put a night together. So it'll be myself, Charles, Biscuits and Gravy, which is Cassie Barker and Harold Hensley, Chris Ball, and Mark Babb. So it's going to be a real fun night of music, and just kind of got to invite some friends out to play, which is really nice.
That's awesome.
So beyond that, it's like, I'm just doing – I got some ideas that I've been throwing around, and Harold and I are actively working on Winter Folk Fest. So, I think I owe you – how many songs am I down to? I think I still owe you like 4 songs before the end of the year. So
Yeah, we're getting close. You're over halfway there.
I'm going to do my best. To get that, to uphold that.
Excellent.
No big shows on the horizon other than the festival.
Awesome. Well, I definitely want to get Charles off to his gig, but I'm not going to let you get away without one more song.
You got it.
All right.
This is, I think, 2 years ago we came in April and released this as a single. A little differently now, it will sound like it does.
I love you all the same, but you won't wear my ring. I love you all the same. I thought about what you said, it made my face turn red and lift my head. And I still don't recall how this soul went down, how this soul went. I never know. Well, 3 months came and went. What we can buy, we rent. I love you all the same.
I thought about what you did. It made my heart turn red. It needn't be said. And I still don't recall how this all went down. How this all went south. I never know. I love you all the same, but you won't wear my ring. I love you all the same. And I thought about what you meant, and now my brain feels spent, and it isn't what you meant. And I still don't recall how this all went down. How this all went south. I'll never know. I'll never know. Yes, I'll never know. I'll never know.
Charles Hartman and Rich Reuter live on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. You can check them out as part of Miami Valley Music Fest 2018. And I'm going to let Charles get on to South Park Tavern, where Old News is playing with the Pinkerton Raid. But Charles, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you, Julia. Thanks to Rich. Thanks to Brad. Thanks to everyone.
So we are talking about Miami Valley Music Fest 2018, and Amber Hargett is going to be our next live performer. So I will let her get ready and get set. And in the meantime, Rich, why don't you tell us a little bit about some of the festival offerings this year, in addition to some amazing live bands. And we got Brad up here, too. Hey, step on up. So
his lovely sidekick.
Yeah, don't let him fool you. He's the boss, actually. So the head of the festival, Brad Denson.
So remind me, guys, how many years has it been? I was trying to do the math. What year are we at for the festival?
I think this would be either 13 or 14.
Okay. Yeah.
When Nick Christian first started under that name, it was in a different location, and I had my own thing going. And then we switched it just to that name and combined forces, I think. I think this would make my 12th year with it. And then, but maybe my 13th or 14th with doing my own stuff too. So
well established at this point, say with some assurance. So this year I noticed, you know, in addition to the great music that you have from, you know, Spike Drivers, Defunk All-Stars are going to be there. Like, how cool is that? Subterranean, of course, Stringus Khan is going to be there, Crunktown Boogie, you know, family-friendly kids activities as always. And some things that perhaps I didn't notice them on prior years' lineups, but looked really cool to me. Yoga this year?
Yeah, we had done it off and on for a long time, actually. Mystical Flutes and Tribal Drums usually start off Saturday morning, and they're playing pretty much live meditation music and yoga music, and then the local Yellow Tree Yoga out of Troy would come in and put a class on whenever she could put something together with it. But B. Casada showed interest in doing this year. I was like, yeah, like, come do it. So it'll be in front of the main stage at 10 o'clock in the morning. She'll teach a yoga class while it's live yoga meditation music being played. So
that's fantastic.
So, yeah, we've done it in the past, and it's just like, but it was when that group was available to do it. So it's kind of cool to see it come back again. So.
Brad can do yoga for hours, nonstop.
But I would not be doing yoga for hours at the festival. I will cheer people on gladly.
Well, you're lucky if you get sleep, much less time to
I was gonna say,
do a downward dog.
Do a downward dog, I'm not coming back up.
He's been in corpse pose for like 4 hours. Yeah.
We lost Brad, guys. So for those who might be unfamiliar with Miami Valley Music Fest, you know, we've been talking about it on the show for many, many years now, but describe a little bit of the vibe. I hinted at it just a few minutes ago, but this is a really special festival because of, you know, kind of the community that's been created around it and the vibe of the festival. For people that are coming at it for the first time, give us a little kind of snapshot of what it's like.
I mean, I think you hit on it, the vibe in the community, and that's, I think, one of the things that keep people coming back again and again. It's, we have so many people that's really become part of their tradition, you know, in the summer, and something they look forward to and ask about all year. And it's, I mean, it's just a really nice time and a nice setting. There's, you know, you're out in nature, you've got a great music production, a great set of bands, and it's really just a nice, peaceful, engaging weekend. I mean, you're there with good people, listening to good music, and you know, it's just a very positive thing and a nice getaway for a lot of people. And I think that's what, you know, ultimately keeps people coming back year after year. And you know, it's a great chance to meet new people, you know, spend some good time with, you know, some good times with your friends, and get exposed to a lot of great regional music. And you know, I think that's we're fortunate to have that in our area, along with a lot of other great festivals. And, you know, it's a great tradition that a lot of people look forward to.
And we're booking with, like, besides this year, I would book so many bands that we would almost book the entire Dayton music scene. So yeah. by doing that, you also, everybody is probably a half a person from knowing everybody.
Yeah.
So nobody's going to get away with anything, so you never feel like you're going to have something stolen from you. You don't see arguments, you don't see fights, you don't see people. You just don't see anything that even resembles anything but just smiles and hugging. And yeah. Another thing is, too, we book so many different genres of music that it doesn't pick a jam band festival or this or that. It's so open, and therefore you get a lot of different walks of life, too. So it's like we got CEOs and lawyers and you know,
yeah,
landscaper. So it's like people just come in and throw their I'm going to be me shirt on, and they have a place where they can be that. And another thing is, too, it's a lot of people's first festival they've ever been to.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like their introduction to like what the festival world is, and it's a great like starter kit for them, you know, so they get to feel the vibe of what it's like to like just be at peace for a few days and have people respecting each other in the land. So
very cool. Very cool. We're talking about Miami Valley Music Fest. The 2018 edition is coming up July 20th and 21st. It's at the Eagles Campground. We're going to post a link to more information, and we'll run down this list of amazing bands again here in just a moment. But I want to bring our next live performer up. We've got Amber Hargett. She is she's a first-timer here on Kaleidoscope, making her WISO debut. And I'm going to give her a chance to get here and get some headphones ready. Where she plays for us.
Yeah, Amber kind of came to our attention through. She's been doing some recording with Patrick Himes. So I've got to see her at like, kind of local showcases and shows and stuff like that. And then, you know, Patrick actually hit me up directly and said, hey, you know, if you're looking for people for the festival, you should definitely keep her in mind. And having seen her and listened to some of the recordings, it was a no-brainer. So we're very happy to have her on board and glad to be able to bring her here tonight and give her first shot at Kaleidoscope this evening.
And Amber, welcome.
Thank you. I'm basically just stupid grateful for that. If that's a phrase. It is now. It is
it
now
can,
my vocabulary.
You said it on the radio, so therefore it's a thing. Yep. Yeah. Well, why don't you go ahead and start us off with one?
Sure.
Thank you. me mine and my soul got scared. Afraid this was the one I couldn't lose. I was in deep, yeah. She was Carolina blue.
Amber Hargett live on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WISO. Welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
My pleasure. My pleasure. So I have been hearing your name as of late on bills and that you're recording. And I keep hearing like, oh, check out Amber Hargett. So I'm so happy you're here. Tell me a little bit about how you got started, because yours was a new name to me. And I was like, ooh.
Oh, thanks.
Interesting.
Oh, that's a nice reaction to that. Yeah, well, I mean, I really started writing songs myself like about 7 or 8 years ago and kind of kept them to myself because, as all these people I'm sure know, it's like pretty scary to throw your own creative thought out there and prepare for how that's going to be received. So
yeah.
Kudos to all of you fine folks who've found out how to master that. But anyway, but then a couple years ago, a good friend of mine got married, and I actually wrote Carolina Blue as a tribute to his wife. Dave and I have been friends for a really long time, so it was easy for me to write a song from his perspective to give them a gift for their wedding. So that would just happen to be the time that I met, I think Dave was playing in a band with Patrick Himes at the time of Relove Recording Company. I'm sure you hear that a lot in here.
Yep.
So he encouraged me, along with a couple other musicians who were there that night, to talk to Patrick and consider making a record. And so I'm like, okay, cool. And I really was just going to do a simple, like, acoustic thing and kind of get my friends and family off my back. And I'd had no intention of, like, going out to play live at all. And but Patrick heard something in it. He really thought it would be widely accepted. And I've been so warmly received by all the fine people. I have to thank you. I mean, the Dayton music scene has just been totally overwhelming to me, how kind and encouraging everybody's been. So, so we've been working on record for about 18 months or so, and I think I've got maybe one more recording date before we're ready to, like, say, okay, let's mix and master and get this bad boy done. So, and it's fully produced, and I've been very privileged to have a lot of other talented musicians come along and play on it, and not the least of which Patrick, who I kind of call my one-man band at the moment. But so, yeah, that's kind of where I'm at now, and it's just been fun to push myself into awkward situations such as this with very seasoned, super cool people, and I get to be the weirdo, but that's fine.
We're all weird here.
I know. I'm so glad. We're all mad here, right?
Exactly. Here. See? Exactly. What was it like when you not just when you decided to jump into making the record, but when it became more than just, I'm going to make this thing, you know, for sort of the people in my life that know I write songs. But when you're like, oh, hey, like, other people that don't know me might hear this. Mm-hmm. Was it a pretty easy acceptance since you had already started working? Or did you have to kind of step back and say, like, oh, wow, okay, this is a piece of myself that's kind of going out a little further than I thought?
I'm just going to tell you that I take a lot of Imodium.
Yeah.
And I feel like I could probably become a spokesperson at this point, because it's very, my nerves, but here's the cool thing, is I'll leave tonight and I'll feel so energized and so inspired by everybody else here tonight, that it kind of channels into something else, and I can push that energy forward into the next event. But it really takes every one of them to build that up. It's definitely scary. I mean, my experience largely with singing has always been in church. I've led worship bands and things like that. And that, I love that. I'm super still connected to my spiritual life, and that's really important to me. But this was different because it's public and it's not really for yourself. I mean, I do think it's partially for ourselves, because we work out things in our songwriting. But it's also storytelling, and it's connecting, and it's wanting to relate to other people and help them heal things or relate or feel things. So it's very awkward and uncomfortable for me to walk through the process, but everyone else's response has been making it, like, just enough for me to do the next thing, and just enough. And I'm just so grateful, like I said, to have been invited to play different places and along with other bands and things. I didn't expect that, not at all. But I want to feel like now I want to honor that and make something together and be out and support everyone else. So it's good.
That's awesome. So it sounds like in just a short amount of time, you've really found your community, found your musical community.
Oh, yeah. Like, I mean, I don't know. I just keep saying how grateful I am. It's probably you're going to get tired of that maybe, but it's true. Yes, definitely. I mean, and Patrick, of course, was a really good centralized connection, but it just branched off from there. And it's awesome. It's starting to feel like home a little bit.
That's awesome.
It's good.
We're talking to Amber Hargett. She is one of many, many performers that are going to be participating in the Miami Valley Music Festival, July 20th and 21st. And Amber, can we hear another one from you?
Yeah. So this is going to be really fun when you hear it on the record, because we got to use some really weird, bizarre instruments and things. But it's just a song about contentment and kind of being satisfied to make a little less money and do something that makes you happy. So it's fun. Anyway. It'll sound different on the record. in a good way. Okay, I promise I've done this before. All right. 900 squares may not compare to your place out on the lake, but it's more than most, and I'll have you know it's all designed with love and perfect taste. So I'm broke, but I'm joyful. I wouldn't have it any other way. Oh, I'm broke, but I'm joyful. Got a peace inside that nobody can take. It may sound strange, and I can't explain how the less I have, the less I seem to need. But I think it's true, oh, for me and you, as long as we got Jesus, we'll be okay. So I'm broke, but I'm joyful. I wouldn't have it any other way. Oh, I'm broke, but I'm until that very moment whether I would have enough saliva to do that.
I can't
it was really
that.
A 50-50.
I don't want to play okay. Now I'm not going to play.
Stop.
You can whistle.
Stop.
I am too.
Oh my god.
We've got Amber Hargett live on Kaleidoscope. And in addition to the whistling, because I was also like, oh, I'm jealous. I can't do that. I have a prediction that that song is going to be a sing-along song. Because that chorus right there.
Little ditty.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's going to be a sing-along favorite coming up.
I don't want to spoil it too much, but there's a kazoo moment.
Oh,
I'm pretty psyched about it.
That's perfect.
Oh, but you wouldn't expect nothing less from the fine
Whistling
Mr. Patrick
Hines.
That's right.
Oh, yeah. It's going to happen.
What has that been like for you as a songwriter? Because I know that Patrick, being kind of a master of many instruments and a collector of many unusual and eclectic and interesting instruments and knowing how to place them really well, what's it been like as you're going through this recording process, going from you and your guitar to what I can only imagine is probably a very lush mix with a lot of different elements happening, mm-hmm. And added arrangements and things like that?
I great question. It's been awesome is the short answer. I kind of credit – when people ask me about Patrick, I tell them usually that I feel like his gift is that he hears the unhearable. And so when there's space in the arrangement or whatever, he's very good at pinpointing, like, maybe this could belong here, maybe. And that's really how it started. I was just like, listen, acoustic guitar, me singing, that's it. Give it to my family. They shut up about it. I never used to do. But it didn't work out that way. But I say all that, and I'm thoroughly enjoying myself in part. Like, I'm more and more and more. But it's a really fun unfolding of what you're doing, and you get to kind of wander around in other spaces and try things out, and in the safety net of the studio and seriously surrounded by every instrument known to man except for a woodblock, which we found out one afternoon and went looking for it. But we wound up making a really cool sound with a typewriter and a cowbell instead. So you never know. It's just it's a fun adventure. But you know, nothing that we've added though has taken a turn from where I think the heart of the song goes. And I do think I'm not very genre specific. It's tough to answer that question. You guys probably get that question a lot. What kind of music do you play? Mm-hmm. And I feel like every song is a story, and every story is going to sound different. And it's sort of whatever the nature of the message of the song is. So I can never really answer that question, but I do know that for each song that's on this record, I'm very pleased with all the elements that are in it being in unity to the message of the song. So I'm excited about that. Yeah.
Excellent. And are you thinking to release it perhaps yet this year, or?
Yeah, that's the hope, you know. It's just time and money, so that's yep. typical. However, I've got a huge amount of support from my friends and family and fan base, and I'm super grateful to them for sure, because they've got a stake in it too, and this is really partially there. So it won't be long. I think before the year is out for sure. We're getting really close. So,
well, we'll certainly have something to look forward to with that.
Yes.
In the meantime, Miami Valley Music Fest, and then what's kind of next for you for the rest of the summer and into the fall?
Yeah, well, July is really, actually this week is super busy for me. Just a couple of recording dates, and then I've got a little show at Murphy's Used Books in Kettering. That's on Friday night. I'll be at Jimmy's Ladder on Sunday, and then the festival is the following weekend. And I think I get like a little bit of a break, and then I'll actually be opening at an event called Gospel Fest at the Freeze Pavilion on August 19th, that Sunday afternoon at 5:30. So there's that. And then, I don't know, I'll just kind of see what else pops up in the meantime. I'm, like Rich said earlier, I'm saying yeah, a lot of yeses, even when my intestinal system says no. So I can't wait for my family to hear this. Like, can you please not talk about this next time? Sorry. Anyway.
We've got Amber Hargett live on Kaleidoscope. She's performing as part of Miami Valley Music Fest July 20th and 21st, along with a slew of other amazing musicians, many of whom are here this evening. And we'll have a new album to look forward to from Amber coming probably before the end of this year via Real Love Recording Studio
yes.
here in Dayton, Ohio. And Amber, would you play one more for us?
I would love to.
All right.
I'd love to. This is kind of my sign-off love letter. I typically play it at the end of the night. But so just in case nobody told you today, somebody loves you.
I can't see souls issue or pretend to know the hell you've been through. Yes, I'm just curious why the both of us wandered in here tonight. Maybe you wondered if I noticed you and then doubted that I wanted to, fearing if I ever knew behind your grin was a cold hard truth. Oh, well, I guess I'm begging your pardon, but somebody loves you, darling. Call it fate. It's no accident we're in the same place. And I can only guess about the story. who felt like skipping out or stolen. Somebody loves you, darling. See the face of the loneliest man who dared to scratch those words in the sand. I never lived up to all the world's demands. Found you beautiful and worthy. He never bothered with the pious, right and strong, but rescued anyone. To come along, so to all the unforgiven who giving up on love and feel like falling, well, somebody loves you, darling. Oh, somebody loves you, darling. It's a sorrow and a loss. Wounds that have not healed, the unseen parts about us, too difficult to feel, are all part of the movements of this life we're living now. So add it to your song and high the strength to sing it out. And if you didn't know then, you better know now. The world is better off with you here somehow. Oh, stand up.
Amber Harkett live on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. So is this going to be your first big festival gig?
Yes.
Awesome.
Yes, that too.
Oh, what a perfect place to
everything
make your festival
new for
debut.
Me. All of it. All of this. So, yeah, it's good. It's great. I'm excited.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, you can see Amber make her festival debut and participate in some great music at Miami Valley Music Fest July 20th through 21st. And we're going to keep an eye out for that new album and come back when it's ready.
To. Yes.
We'll do a little celebration here on the show for you.
Yes.
Thank you so much, Amber. It was
so
great.
Thanks for having me.
We're talking Miami Valley Music Fest 2018, and it would not be Miami Valley Music Fest without Miss Sharon Lane.
Oh, my goodness. I can't believe you said that.
Oh, I did. Sharon, welcome back to the studio. It's great to have you here.
It's good to be here. You know that. I always threaten to move in.
I know.
I always threaten to live here.
And when you're ready, it's all good. Would you start us off with one?
I sure will. I roped Joe into coming, you know, scooting over next to and doing one.
Fantastic.
I can tell you a story about Joe. I knew him before he was born. His daddy is a fine player, and so I'm glad to have him. All of a sudden, we have him on the scene. Let me just say something before I start this song. Let me just say this. One of the reasons I love Miami Valley Music Fest so much is that, one, I've been doing this for 100 years. I'm old, and they still love me. And people come in and it's every age bracket, and we get to see new people come out of their living rooms or wherever they've been. Amber, you're fabulous. That's all I got to say, man. I love your songwriting. And we get all of this new. Joe, who I've listened to since he was just a tiny little fella with long hair down his back, just as cute as, but he's still cute, but I don't tell him that. I don't want him to get full of himself. And, you know, it's like it's so good to see new musicians and traditions carried on, yet at the same time tradition pushed. And it's, for me, to be able to be my age and playing the same old songs that I've played forever and throwing in a few new ones every now and then and having people appreciate my music and come together and have a place to do it and be loved on and supported, it's just something to be seen. And Miami Valley's always been that. And Brad can do yoga for hours. Well, this is about an unemployed rooster. You know, we used to have roosters that woke us up every single morning. We didn't need an alarm clock, didn't need a clock radio, didn't need any of that. And if you got up when the cock crowed, well, then you were late getting up anyhow. And so then pretty soon they didn't have a job, and that's what this is about. The sun is rising. Don't put me out of work. He said it happened such a long time ago, and I ain't got me no reason, no. Fine in every way. You want to hire a rooster?
Take my neighbors.
I say that you might have rallied something on the farm across the way there with that song. Sharon Lane live on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. Sharon, it's been you're usually here around the summertime. What have you been up to musically since last I saw you?
Not a lot. Actually, I have been up to a lot, but actually I haven't. It's one of those things.
Yeah.
I've taken some time to sit back, needed to take some time for myself physically. I'm going to do a bunch of festivals. I'm doing Fancy Fest, like was, you know, talked about earlier. I love that festival. So I'm going to do all the same festivals that I've put myself into and begged into. And I try to pick only the ones that I really like. And I'm doing, you know, I've done some gigs here and there. And Yellow Cab seems to be a great place to go. I'm going to be there this weekend with Rich doing that little thing. And hanging out with good people, like what's in this room, you know, hanging out with Brad. You can't sit down too long with Brad. He'll work you. He'll get you moving on something, you know. He's a busy person, always putting something together. And so, you know, just doing my thing, you know. I'm old. I can do what I want, you know. You know, I can just, like, do what I want and say what I want, and if I don't want, I don't, you know. So just having a good time, enjoying myself, listening to YSO.
Yay!
You know? And, of course, you know, this fall, you know, of course, doing the Last Waltz, that's my thing every year.
Yeah.
I love that. And this year we're doing it at the Rephrase with the Philharmonic, so that's going to be a real big deal for most of us.
Yeah, yeah, that's going to be a whole new ball game. That's it.
I'm trying not to be scared.
Yeah.
You know?
That's going to be, you've done so many interesting collaborations. And so this is just like yet another like really, really interesting collaboration for you to be a part of in that regard.
I really have. Rich and I were talking on the way up, and we were talking about old equipment, and I said how I wish some of it I hadn't sold for $35, because now all these young people are like spending hundreds of
right.
dollars to get these things. And I was talking about a Matrix and making noises, you know, when it all came. You had helicopters and everything. And I was doing a lot of sound for movies then, you know, mm-hmm. here and there. And I bought that piece of equipment, and I was talking about that. I've been able to do a whole bunch of stuff, you know, write music for different little movies and that came out, small underground movies, and make noises and sounds and still play. I'm very appreciative. I'm very thankful for that I'm still here. I'm very thankful that I can still do this and people listen.
And being a part of Miami Valley, I know for you, this is very much a family.
Yeah.
And are
Absolutely.
You are you planning your usual, there's the Sharon set, and then there's where else Sharon may appear on
the
stage?
You know, see, that's why I said I'm old. I just get up wherever I want, you know, and nobody has the guts to throw me off. You know, so they're like, oh, well, you know how Sharon is. That's just, you know, she kind of, well, you know, you got to feel sorry for somebody like that, you know. So let's just let her get up there anyhow you want to. I'm not going to tell her to get down, that kind of thing.
I have a suspicion the conversation goes a little differently. But for those that are unfamiliar, it is kind of a tradition of this festival very specifically, but of many festivals that Sharon is quite the collaborator and gets to sit in with a lot of bands and some cool sounds happen out of that.
Well, I've been blessed in that way. That's true. Yep.
Would you do another one for us? I'm just dying to hear you play more.
I will. I would love to. A train that never But I've been waiting oh so long on words you cannot say. I've been waiting oh so long. I'm waiting on that love train. Oh, you know, baby, I've been waiting a little too long, and I need me a little rest. I've been walking. Well, I've been walking in circles again. Well, I'm walking, 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 yes. There's no beginning, or there's no end. I've been walking oh so long. I'm wondering where you've been. I've been walking oh so long. I'm wondering if this is the end. Started out a little rough, but I got it.
It's Sharon Lane. live on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. So it is festival season.
It is.
And we've talked about some of the family aspects of Miami Valley, but for you, Sharon, having played many of these, what is that your favorite part, or what is your favorite part of being a part of this festival?
Making camper pies.
I've heard about this. Yes.
Well, you know, I think feed everybody. I really believe in all my heart. It's like you go to festivals. There's festivals that I quit a long time ago because they got too big.
Mm-hmm.
And what I mean by that is just too big, too many people. And I like when a festival is grown organically. Then what happens, at least in my opinion, is that you gather in like-minded people. They're there to listen to music or play music or be a part of music. That be it. The next thing, knowing that their families are welcomed. You know, you don't have to get a babysitter because a kid can't come. You can bring your children. And the place that Brad has this festival is so nice. I mean, it's beautiful and it's wide open. Free-range kids, have you heard that? Doesn't it just make you want to throw up? The kids can be free-range, and there's a pond. And sometimes I see people that I only see once a year, yet there's a kindredship there. And I think that we all need to be around like-minded people at times. You don't have to believe the same. You don't have to walk the same red road. You don't have to walk the same path. But you come together in that spirit of artistry, if that's what you want to call it, or just, I don't even know if there's words for it, but I have my favorite one, simply like Miami Valley, is because I don't think I've ever seen anything bad go on there except Brad when he drives the golf cart. But other than that, you know, it's just a very peaceful, kind way to spend a weekend.
For sure. And you point out, that this is a family-friendly festival.
Yeah.
And I think it's so cool that it is, because you mentioned right when we started the sort of generations of music that you've gotten to encounter, you know, people who you've played with over the generations and younger people coming in and all of that. Well, to my mind, that's how we grow that generation of musicians, is, you know, have them exposed to great music at festivals and sure, a good vibe of what a musical community should be.
That's absolutely the truth. I think that that's just the best way to put it. I think you grow those generations of good listeners and players because their parents did right.
Yeah.
Because their parents did something right and brought them to listen to that. I mean, I think, I truly, and I've said this as long as I can ever remember, I just think that this area that we live in has so much talent that it's scary. I think as a musician, you want to have those forums. You want to have, like Miami Valley, you want to have those forums to go into to meet people, like Amber's meeting people. Now here she is. She's a part of this wonderful experience, and she's new, and she's going to meet so many incredible people there that play incredible music. And, you know, it just goes on and on. It's like forever thing. You know,
yeah.
It's like a forever thing. And I plan on being there forever. I do.
It's going to happen. Yeah.
I just make them feel guilty if they don't bring me. I learned guilt from the best. You know? I could say something wrong. My mother could throw a shoe from Kentucky and hit me right up the side of the head and then make me feel bad because I didn't make my bed.
We've got Sharon Lane in studio. She's going to be performing at Miami Valley Music Fest. It's coming up July 20th and 21st at the Eagles Campground right there in Troy. She's going to be joined on stage by many, many folks, some of whom you've heard tonight, some of whom you have yet to hear tonight. Among them, Spike Drivers, Subterranean, Stringus Khan, Joss Soul, Defunk All-Stars, Tony Herdman,
many, many more. We'll talk more about who you're going to hear, and we'll hear more from who you're going to hear. But first, Sharon, can we do another one?
We can, and I want to throw in, Rich Reuter drove me here tonight, and he also was my roadie, and I want to give him a special thanks. But this is what I'm saying about meeting people. I met Brad at his festival. That's how I met him. Because of me taking some time off and not driving and different things that I needed to do just health-wise, you know, I had made up my mind. You said the spike drivers. Jesse Henry's one of my favorite of all times. He's going to be there. Oh, he is a crazy guy. Anyway, he invited me to play some boogie-woogie piano in Columbus at a wonderful little place on a real piano. And my friend Brad, that I met at his festival, came and got me and drove me to Columbus because I wasn't allowed to drive yet and made sure I got there. That's what you have. You have musicians supporting musicians. You don't have that jealousy. I just wanted to throw that in, and I want to say thank you for everybody taking care of me when I needed it, like most of the time. Girl in that house, she got lots of little babies. They're running, they're hiding, all they're driving her crazy. Different fathers that don't bother, well, they don't seem to care. Oh, crying, oh, well, yeah. There's a man in that house, you know he stares at his kitchen table. She's left him again, you know he ain't able. To give it one more time, to give it one more chance. He crying, oh, well, yeah. People with blank faces under a bridge cry as cars pass on by like they're off to the races. They cover their children with their own souls. They're living in the land of the free. The homeless, yes, they're wondering if they'll make it through another day. They're crying, oh, well, yeah. There's a boy in that house, you know he's running from Satan. He runs from the grip of his daddy's hands. You know he hides in the closet behind the suitcases. He said, oh, won't you help me? There's an old lady in that house. You know she stares at her picture window. She dreams of a boy that she knew long ago. She plants imaginary flowers in imaginary gardens. Oh, she's, well, you know it's been all right. It hasn't been so bad, no. There's people in blank faces everywhere. People with blank faces under a bridge. Oh, well, you know.
Sharon Lane live on Kaleidoscope. Thank you so much for being here, Sharon. It is always a pleasure to have you in the studio.
Well, it's always a pleasure to be with you, too. You know I love you. I miss seeing you.
I miss seeing you, too.
It's so nice being here. Thank you.
My pleasure. And you just move in anytime you want. We're previewing Miami Valley Music Fest. Up next, we're going to have Wolf Moon Revival. Just doing a quick moving around of a couple of instruments here. because we've got a slightly bigger setup. Want to remind you that the festival is July 20th and 21st at the Eagles Campground in Troy. It's going to be featuring Spike Drivers, Defunk All-Stars, Mike Perkins, Arc Band, Tony Herdman, Dustin Smith, and the Daydreamers. Crunktown Boogie, Stringus Khan, Rhind is going to be there. Joss, Soul, Old News, and many, many more. Amber Hargett's going to be there. Sharon Lane is going to be there. And these next guys are going to be there. Wolf Moon Revival. And I'm trying to figure out, I know you all have been on this show, but I am trying to figure out if you all have been on this show in this particular configuration. I don't think so. This is, yeah, okay, this is the first time for this one. Excellent.
Well, yeah, we don't even have a Facebook page yet.
Oh, see, I'm getting you.
We've had more shows than practices.
I'm getting you hot off the presses then. I love it. So we've got a lot of, as I've said before, some familiar voices in the house. We're going to let you guys play one, and then we'll find out a little bit about the story of this band. I think we got everybody set. All right. Wolf Moon Revival in the house. Take it away, you guys. Wolf Moon Revival live on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. So, as I said, familiar faces but new project. Tell me a little bit about how this one came together for you guys.
Well, Eric Henry and I guess Rich have played in 42 bands of some 42 different configurations with 500 different people, and I don't know. Everybody was kind of going off doing different explorations, and me and Eric had been talking about doing like some kind of power trio, and just discussing, you know, what it would take to peel wallpaper off walls when we played. And so his buddy Brandon Austin came back into town. I was like, all right, we got us a drummer, and we were kind of
not here right now.
Yeah,
though.
He's not here. Yeah, yeah. You had heard his
yeah.
So. You know, we kind of were jamming down at Hank's Pub there for some of the blues nights and stuff, and we had our first rehearsal, and Joe comes in my place while rehearsing, and we're like, yeah, Joe should sing. And that was it. So
I
so
love
it's getting going. And it's kind of exploratory. It can be funky. It can be bluesy. It can be psychedelic. And we don't really have a don't pigeonhole it into anything, but it's a obviously a blues based backbone to the music. So
well certainly with your musical backgrounds, even just the three of you here tonight, I can see how it can take that sort of blues core and go in so many different interesting places and meld so many things depending on how the mood and the song strikes you. That's exciting.
It can be open-ended on how things happen, and you just let Eric Henry pull the Hulk smash on it and let it go. So
is are you guys thinking to keep it primarily a live project right now, or are you hoping to record eventually, or is it kind of too early to tell at this point?
It's too early to tell. I mean, we enjoy playing live, and a lot of us have some like ADD issues where we just got to keep jamming. It's hard to settle down and buckle ourselves into the recording thing, but sooner or later. So.
Yeah.
We have tons of live recordings already, though.
Oh, see? There you go.
All of our shows. Yeah, so whatever it brings, we go with the wind.
I love it. I love it. Well, why don't we hear another one from you guys? We've got a Wolf Moon Revival live in the studio here on Kaleidoscope on YSO.
Oh, let it go. Broken needle now, she can't so walk in the door. Just a walking, baby, just a walking. Just a walking, baby, just a walking. Don't know how to do it, baby, so I'll show you how. Don't know how to do it, baby, I will show you how. Don't know how to do it, show you how to walk this dog.
Wolf Moon Revival, live on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. So new project. It's got to be such an exciting place, especially for a band that feels like it thrives so much on live performance.
Oh, yeah. We definitely get off on it.
Yeah.
And everybody in the band is just, like, really good at what they do, too, so we can always act on instinct and, in the moment and keep things going or settle them back down. And, Joe just, you just turned 15 again, Joe?
Yeah.
15? Joe just turned 21, and at 21, he is a seasoned veteran and, just one hell of a singer, one hell of a guitar player and harmonica player. And, Eric has been around a long time doing his thing and is well known in the area. And, it's just great to play with really good musicians who are true to their craft, especially when it comes to the blues. I mean, these guys aren't putting on a front, and it's an honor to sit beside them guys and watch them play music that is in their soul. So I guess it's the best way to describe the band. So,
well, it sounds like we have a lot to look forward to as you guys are really just at the start of what promises to be, a really, really exciting project. I'm excited to see, how this grows and evolves, and you guys are tight already. So it's going to get even more awesome from here for sure.
We've been known to bring in about, I don't know, 8 other people
for
a gig also, as far as horn sections and hand percussions and backup singers.
Nice.
And all that good stuff, piano players. And, so we can... We're kind of like a made-to-order menu, so whatever the person's booking us for the gig, they can order up what they want, and we still bring it with the same power. So
that's awesome. That's awesome. Oh, see, now I'm looking forward to seeing you in many different configurations. You said horn section. I'm like, ooh, I wanna see that at some point.
That's for special occasions. That's for sure.
Oh yeah. Can't bring that out all the time.
We borrow the Defunk Boys' horn section. So.
Oh, and they have a mighty good horn section.
Yeah. Yes, they do. So, funny thing about Joe is like I booked Joe and his dad for the very first like musical like production that I did for like a festival kind of setting, and I think he might have been maybe 9 or 10 at the most when I booked him with that. Just a little kid playing harmonica next to his dad. And Eric brought him to a jam session one night up in Troy, and I was kind of like, man, do you even remember me? Like, and I just was like, holy cow. And I felt really old at that point.
Have that moment, Brad.
The first festival thing I ever did, Joe was just a little kid just getting down at it, and people were just freaking out on him. So it's pretty cool.
I love it.
So, kind of like what Sharon was saying earlier, part of pushing the music further and the music scene further is inclusion of people younger than you and trying to inspire them and maybe giving them life lessons on top of music lessons and providing shortcuts and opportunities that maybe weren't afforded to us in our lives when we were younger trying to play music or whatever. So it's, she talked about living forever. Like Sharon Lane will be immortal for what she's done to inspire people and push things forward and the amount of people she's changed their lives and done that. And we all have that opportunity to do the same thing. And I think a lot of us, especially the people in this room, do that. So it all matters every little bit. One little word of advice, and if it's not what the person wants to hear, it can go a long way. So
definitely. And a lot of that sharing and a lot of that community, I know, has been built around this great festival that you've built as well in Miami Valley Music Festival. I've seen a lot of that. A lot of community developed over the years through this work you do.
It's just organic and it's just natural. I don't think it's anything that one person is doing. I think it's everything that everybody's doing. And it just defines it. You know, it's I don't know. It's definitely different. My perspective is a little more skewed than everybody else's because I'm, you know, in a different position. But
yeah.
Everybody who comes to it, you know, just they all have that same story, the same vibe, and it happens because of the people. And then the bands provide the I don't know, part of the energy. But you know, this year, as you can see, the lineup's been scaled way back because we had to do some financial adjustments. We got destroyed last year by a couple massive storms. So we've kind of scaled it back this year and like, okay, let's, you know, live the fight another day. And what it comes down to, it's the people and not the bands, you know?
Yeah.
That's what it really comes down to. And I truly believe that. And I'm not knocking the bands one bit. The bands are great and they provide the soundtrack too, but it really is about the people and the community. So.
Well, and you're coming back for another year. Not everybody can say that after the weather disaster that you guys had last year, because Mother Nature has put a permanent shutter to many an event in this community. So it's saying something that you guys are back and strong this year again.
She's tried many times. there's a lot of times that we wanted to give up, but you know what? We're not those kind of people. So you know. So we have a great staff of people that got been involved with this, that started as volunteers and just kind of, you know, stuck around. You know, the good ones always stick around and want to be a bigger part of stuff. And you know, Melissa Burkhart does our volunteer coordination, and you know, she's been a blessing since the first time she helped out. She's just like, all right, I'm getting in with this. And you know, Melania Cook handles our all of our charity organizations, and Rich this year has really stepped up in helping me with music and booking, and just everybody this year has stepped up and just done a great job. Mark Kister does a lot of our press writings and handles band packets and stuff, and just, you know, at a time where I didn't know if I ever wanted to do it again after last year, you know, these guys have all like stepped up to the plate and just been just amazing. And you know, it couldn't go on without all them. It's this isn't a one person thing, and it never can be. So
takes a village, man.
Yes, it does. And I gotta give a shout out to a guy who's been helping us with artwork as far as our food truck rally we did, and this incredible t-shirt design we got coming up, a guy named Brett Baker. And look him up on Facebook. He's an incredible artist, and we're grateful for all the help he's given us also. So
takes a community to come together and create a music festival that then kind of creates those ripples of community that go on throughout the year beyond the summertime. And you can take part on July 20th and 21st at the Troy Eagles Campground. It's Miami Valley Music Fest 2018. Tons of amazing bands are going to be there, some of whom you've heard tonight. And we've got a link up to all the info at facebook.com/kaleidoscoperadio. You can go there, connect, make your plans to attend. It's going to be quite the event. But before we go, I think we need to hear one more from Wolf Moon Revival.
All right, it's a song that everybody always wants me to play, or wants whatever configuration I'm playing, so we'll go ahead and do that tonight. So we'll have Rich Reuter help us out on some guitar too. So on my shoulders, and it's getting pretty dark for me. Walking a long dark trip, lost in a band, nothing will save me. My load is getting too heavy. And save my life, Eugene, take me down slowly. Give me songs to sing. It's not my fault, you see. I think that I'm strong. Something stronger's killing me. Save my life, Eugene. Lift me from the ashes. Give me air to breathe. I live patiently. Take my time and try to do things right. Never take for granted all the stars in the night. Try
try to understand all this pain and strife that I see. For lack of a better way, I thought I'd take my life and end it today. Not worried what tomorrow will bring. I know I've had more than my fill. All post-dark ravens sits like stone on the sill. Singing songs of my insanity. And save my life, Eugene. Take me down slowly and give me songs to sing. Not my fault, you see. I think that I'm strong. Something stronger is killing me. Save my life, Eugene, and lift me from the ashes and give me air to breathe. And I'll live patiently and take my time and try to do things right. Never take for granted all the stars in the night. Try to understand all this pain and strife that I see. As he sees it, been a good friend indeed. He got me out of the gutter, spun my head around, set my mind to wonder about the people who've been caring for me. And save my life, Eugene, take me down slowly. Give me songs to sing. Not my fault, you see. I think that I'm strong. Something stronger's killing me. Save my life, Eugene, and lift me from the ashes. And give me songs to sing. And I'll live patiently and take my time. I try to do things right. Never take for granted all the stars in the night. Try to understand all this pain and strife that I see. Strife that I see. Strife that I see.
did I see?
Wolf Moon Revival live on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. We have been previewing the Miami Valley Music Festival, the 2018 edition. It's going down July 20th and 21st at the Eagles Campground, featuring music from all of the artists you've heard this evening, as well as Spike Drivers, Defunk All-Stars, Mike Perkins, Subterranean, Arc Band, Jostle, Rind, Stringus Khan, Tony Herdman, Crunktown Boogie, Dustin Smith, and the Daydreamers, and many more. We've got links up to all of the information on how you can attend at facebook.com/kaleidoscope radio. And you guys, thank you so much. This has been amazing.
Thank you very much. It's always great to be here, and you've always been so kind to us, and we truly, truly appreciate that. So thank you so much.
Yeah, my pleasure. And thank you, Rich. Special shout out to Rich Reuter for helping coordinate our previews every year. Thank you.
Thank you, Rich. A lot of fun to be a part of. I look forward to it every year.
Check out Miami Valley Music Fest 2018, July 20th and 21st. All the details at facebook.com/kaleidoscope radio.